With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A woman whose son borrowed her car and was later arrested got the justice she was seeking this week when a judge said police cannot seize vehicles from people who haven't been convicted of a crime. Albuquerque's ordinance says people in Arlene Harjo's shoes must pay fines and pay to attend hearings before their car can be returned. She sued, and U.S. District Judge James Browning ruled owners don't have to prove they're innocent when the city impounds their vehicle. A state law passed in 2015 that forbids vehicle seizures of people charged not convicted of a crime or whose car was stolen and then involved in a crime wasn't being followed. Some officials, like State Treasurer Tim Eichenberg, claimed in a Santa Fe, New Mexico article recently that the law is an unfunded mandate with no way to enforce it. That came as a surprise to Speaker of the House Brian Egolf.
We did have a bill the last session that would have changed the law to allow law enforcement agencies to keep what's called disclaimed property. That would have been good for law enforcement. It would have made the whole process a lot simpler. I have not heard from either the district attorneys or from the treasurer before reading that article that they had concerns with the administrative piece of the law. And so I don't really know how to address it, because we've had reform bills on civil asset forfeiture the last two sessions, and I hadn't heard these concerns. So I guess it's something that we're going to have to look at in the next session.
According to the New Mexican, the city of Santa Fe made almost $500,000 from the sale of impounded vehicles. That practice concerned Robert Johnson of the Institute for Justice in Virginia, because he says agencies should not make money off of innocent people's property. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.